Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland. United States Army retired, CBS News, a visiting professor of international security policy at Dickinson College, the author of Battle Tested, commenting on the tragedy in Kabul, but the larger region. Jeff, I immediately go to what I'm told is a fragile situation in Pakistan with a radicalized medieval gang next door. There is Taliban in Pakistan. There's Taliban in Afghanistan. Do you believe that Pakistan is now at risk with these events?
Absolutely, without question. The Pakistanis, and I've spent time in Pakistan and done a lot with Pakistanis at a very senior level, are very, very concerned about the so-called Pakistani Taliban inciting instability in that country. And they have literally conducted hundreds of attacks over the last two decades while this war is going on in Afghanistan against Pakistani security forces. I think oftentimes the Pakistanis are trying to play both sides in this particular war, ostensibly supporting the United States. Well, we know massive assistance was going, particularly through the Haqqani network, to the Taliban. So at this moment, I'm sure many in Pakistan are very joyful about the success of the Taliban. And they see, and I've seen them describe this, as they normally do, through the lens which is India. And that is having a very fundamentalist Islamic state on their border is particularly a hedge against greater Indian influence. And I've had Pakistanis describe Indian efforts in Afghanistan as an effort to encircle Pakistanis. But they're worried about instability with the Pakistani Taliban. They're worried about increased refugee flows. There's 1.5 million Afghans already in Pakistan. And they're also worried about things like the inciting of Baluchis in Baluchistan, which have at times had insurgent groups to oppose the government in Islamabad, and some of those being supported by the Taliban.
Russia and China are mentioned in the UK parliamentary debates as gaining from this. Do you believe that is accurate, Jeff? Are Beijing and Moscow in a better position now than before the collapse?
My assessment, John, being in the short term, yes. In the long term, less likely. In the short term, both Moscow and Beijing are very happy to see the United States and its credibility swing in the wind. And they will certainly, in their propaganda, Trump this says a major disaster and a clear example of the United States not standing behind its commitments in an effort to, if you will, curry influence Chinese in Asia, Southeast Asia and the like, Russians in Eastern Europe, Middle East and elsewhere. Longer term, I think, though, both will be somewhat concerned. Russians are very concerned about spreading Islamic fundamentalism, particularly into Central Asia, where they have huge bases like in Tajikistan. And we've talked before in these podcasts about the Russians conducting major military exercises lately with the Uzbeks and the Tajiks. Russians will be very, very concerned about the flow of narcotics coming out of Afghanistan and moving on this way into European Russia. And, of course, the Russians have their own sad experience in Afghanistan in the 10-year war that they fought from 1979 to 1989. The Chinese have already hosted major Taliban delegations. They will likely, I think, recognize a new Taliban government. But they are also very concerned about instability in Xinjiang province and the Uyghur population there, that they now have probably over 1 million Uyghurs in what we would call concentration camps. And I know for a fact, during our military operations in Afghanistan, in the immediate aftermath of our invasions, we captured Uyghurs who were training at Al-Qaeda training camps who were preparing to return to China, train other Uyghurs for what they wanted to conduct, which was an insurgency against the Chinese government. And last but not least, even the last couple of months, we saw about 9 Chinese or so killed in a terrorist bombing who were working on a major dam facility in northern Pakistan. And many people believe they received assistance from groups at least connected to the Taliban, if not directly from the Taliban itself.
The last thought, Jeff, we have about a minute. I visited the army in Germany during the Cold War, the 1980s. And at that point, it was the opinion that the army was just getting reorganized from the disaster of Saigon, at least 10 years to restore its morale and confidence. Do you believe that this retreat will damage our military in a similar fashion? We have about a minute.
I think so, John, but I think it'll be very short term because the current U.S. military is a professional military as opposed to the military coming out of Vietnam, which was still suffering from the ill effects of the draft. And furthermore, we knew that army also was just affected by massive civil rights problems in the United States, massive drug problems. I was a young officer in Germany in those days. And that combined with the hangover of Vietnam caused enormous morale and training issues. It was also poorly equipped for the war that we wanted to, we thought we might have to fight in Central Europe. The force today is much more professional, much more sophisticated. I think that they will definitely be chagrined. There'll be, right now, there's a lot of remorse, a lot of sadness amongst the force who served so valiantly in Afghanistan. But I think they'll recover very quickly and be prepared to meet whatever contingency the U.S. as a nation thinks it needs to be met.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, visiting professor international security policy at Dickinson College, author of Battle Tested. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.